続けていきましょう。
Sorry, me, it's Vegan with Sky. I'm Sky. Welcome back to another wonderful week of veganism. You know, yesterday I went to the Universal Studios Hollywood. A lot of you guys saw me try to take part in the Vegan Sunday School. Didn't quite work out, but that's okay. You know what? It's about trying, you know? I'm the one who shows up. It was the Protego Foundation's vegan meetup. Protego is an organization that mixes Harry Potter love with the love of justice and protecting animals. So we went and we celebrated their victory of having vegan butterbeer. Butterbeer is basically hummingbird water that tastes kind of like caramel, I guess. It's mostly just sugar. It's $9 for about 12 ounces, and it's basically just sugar. I could feel it coursing through my veins, this butter. No wonder those kids in Harry Potter had so much energy to fight the evil Voldemort, because they were high on butterbeer. Butterbeer, it gets you high. And then it crashes you. So then I'm like crashing and I'm going, oh God, I don't know if I can get through this. Got this sugar rush headache. And they said, well, there are two vegan options at the Three Broomsticks, which is the restaurant inside of the Harry Potter World of Wizardry. And so I went to the World of Wizardry Harry Potter. English pub style thing. And of course, when I get to the front, I said, hey, I'd like to have the vegan shepherd's pie. And the cashier scuttled off and went none. And I see people, you know, shaking their heads. And it comes back and he says, no, we don't have that. And I'm like, okay, I'll have the vegan Irish stew. They run and they come back. No, we don't have that either. I'm like, you mother, let me talk to you. I was actually going to say, okay, whatever. This is the life of a vegan. But instead, the ladies I was with, they said, no, we're talking to this manager. And you know what? They came out. I talked to the manager and I was like, oh, you know, I hate to be a jerk, but you guys have two vegan options. And you're out of both of them. Is this for serious? And they said, no, we actually have the Irish stew. So then we got back in line. It was such a pain in the ass. And the Irish stew was pretty disgusting. It was gross. It had like Gardein chunks inside of it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you go to Universal Studios and you're looking for culinary excellence, I don't think I don't think you're going to have a good day. But I mean, I guess it was sustenance of sorts, you know. But for $17, I expected a little bit more quality, not quantity. I expected a higher quality. And of course, you're surrounded by people that are just like scarfing down on animal parts. It's a bad experience going to theme parks in America, probably anywhere in the world, and hoping to find a vegan option. But they do have vegan butterbeer now. You can get vegan butterbeer if you like a glass of sugar. Yeah. I also wanted to just mention, since we're going to bring on Mark in just a second. I saw this movie called The Whale. And The Whale is Brendan Fraser's tour de force. I mean, it really is a pretty wonderful display of his acting ability. It's directed by Darren Aronofsky, and Darren Aronofsky is really well known for the Noah movie, did Mother, but Requiem for a Dream. He does these kind of hard-hitting, do you actually want to be a human being type movies where it's usually pretty depressing. The whale follows the last days, the last week of a morbidly obese man, his last week on Earth. So, I mean, it's going to be depressing, right? And it's really quite sad. And I have various feelings about the movie. It was really well acted at parts, and other parts I felt like it was a bit forced. But the whale, the movie's called The Whale because it tries to tie in like a Ahab Moby Dick thing into it, but it's also kind of a metaphor for the man is very, very, very large. He's let his obesity get out of control, and he's going to die of hypertension, and he's got a blood pressure that's astronomical. They're like, call 911 if you have this, a blood pressure type of situation. So anyway, while he's doing all the eating, I couldn't help but be like, wow, this guy just went vegan. He'd be way better off. Because Brendan Fraser's big, but he's not as big as this. As the, they make him really, really big in this movie. And like, he can't leave the house big. Like, he can't fit through the door. That's how big he is. And I'm like, they show him eating what he's eating. And I know Darren Aronofsky, the director, at least last time I checked, I mean, I'm not keeping tabs on the guy. He's vegan. But they show Brendan Fraser, his character, eating all of like two large pizzas every night and like mush, like the those giant meatball sandwiches with extra cheese, and he eats two of them, and then he eats two large pizzas, and he eats then all these candy bars. And I was going, man, yeah, he could just go vegan and he'd probably be all right. I mean, the guy wants to die in the movie, so it's hard to. But the a vegan watching that movie, I think all vegans probably watch that movie and are like, yeah, I mean, he'd still be fat, but he could just go vegan and probably be all right. it was a sad, sad movie. Anyway, I want to say thank you and happy Monday. Let's set our intention to be compassionate and kind to one another. I think that would be a good way to go. I think manly men are compassionate and kind. I think manly men are chivalrous and protect the others. Turn on your heart lights. We got Probably Witch here. Thank you so much for being here. CDA Activism. Kane is in the house. AOC is cool. Pretend it's green. I'm going to pretend it's green. Blue or green, purple, hearts are heart. Turn on your heart lights. It's Valentine's Day coming up. Mark Sanders, hi, everyone. Thank you all for your vegan outreach. All the way from Tucson, Arizona, our VFFs. Oh, Vegan Looney, you're making me so jealous. Oh, well, don't be jealous, because it was very we actually, afterwards, we went to a vegan ramen spot in Los Angeles, and that was pretty cool. That was really delicious and wonderful and moderately priced, so it wasn't so bad. Vegan butterbeer is just beer. That's right. Ethically based ex omnivore is here. Thank you for being a Patreon subscriber. Thank to everybody who are over on Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch that I cannot see in the chat. If you'd like to be part of our chat, please join us over on YouTube. Even if you don't want to be in the chat, please go to YouTube and hit subscribe so that you can get extra content from the channel and support it, you know, if you find value to anything that we're doing. Thank you so much for being our moderator. Karina V is in the house. The opposite, actually. I've never heard anyone say I inspired them to do anything. I really need to hear that, especially today. You inspire all of us, I believe. Ethically based ex omnivore, that's the whole point of being here. IDK, I don't like hearing myself speak. Everyone says that you did a great job yesterday at Vegan Sunday School. That's what's so great about Vegan Sunday School. Build your camera confidence and your ability to speak about vegan things right here on Vegan Sunday School. We're going to bring on Mark Saunders. What do you guys say? Give a warm, warm VFF welcome for Mark Saunders. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hello.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. Hey,
buddy. How are you doing? Good.
Hi. Great. So a couple quick things. I just you said about that guy to go vegan. That's you know, been a big focus of what I'm trying to do with each person I come in contact to in my business. I feel like just by getting them to go vegan, you know, they can save their life.
Head of the game. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's my intention. And then I do have a special request. I was kind of juggling. I'm coming at you from my house today, which I have a better internet connection here and less distractions than when I go from the studio. But I was trying to juggle my next appointment to come in a little later, and he had never got back to me. So I may have to get off like 15, 20 minutes early.
Okay. I'm just glad that we get any time with you, Mark. I'm just glad that you're here.
Glad too. But he might text me and say he can come later and then I can stay. But I just wanted to get that out there.
I love it. Are you how was your weekend, Mark? Did you have a good weekend
really good? Yeah, been doing stuff on the weekends. Jeez. I kind of catch up and been pushing my content and stuff where I can. And
I see you're like you are on fire this month. You must have set some new goals for the year, man. I'm pushing out content like nobody's business.
I feel like I should be doing better, but you know, I'm having a lot of engagement, you know, and the stuff I'm posting, like I tell you about the vegan athlete, Yeah. I remember the last time we talked about highlighting vegan athletes. So it's kind of funny. So I kind of, to get our YouTube up, right? So I'm trying to get my YouTube up as well. Yeah. And I was trying, well, maybe I'll pick topics that people are interested in, like maybe more search, you know, like vegan athletes. Well, some people are curious, who are the vegan athletes these days, you know? So I did one on Lewis Hamilton, and that got about 230 views. And then I did Patrick Baboumian, the power lifter.
Right.
And that one got like 1,800 views.
Nice.
And got a boost. And then got some people talking, like, and then opening up that conversation. They're saying, oh, this person's on performance enhancing drugs, or this person's on this. But then I'd get around to the point, and I'd say, well, that's not really the point. I was like, performance enhancing drugs are in all sports, and most of the people that use those are meat eaters anyway. So the point of it is these people performed at a high level eating vegan, where no animals were harmed. And I said, that's the thing. And then I try to kind of break down. I'm trying to break down for people, because there's a lot of misconfusion around what is whole food plant-based, what is vegan, what is plant-based. And so they really understand. And then what's the ethical side of it? Because there's a lot of people not aware of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm absolutely aware of that. People, I've been actually thinking a lot about that, because athletics is one thing. And I think that like, I've done a couple videos about athletics. I obviously think that athletics and kind of physical prowess is part of like the masculine experience. But I've been wanting to push a lot more this idea of, hey, it's more manly to be vegan because of the ethics.
I've been hearing you say that lately. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to say it more, because I really believe that the people who are controlling the conversation when it comes to the male experience are irresponsible, or sometimes just bad actors. They're just doing bad things.
As a media company, see, we could make funny little shorts, little things like, oh, it's more manly, and kind of make a funny thing where the guy gets a better erection or something, and the meat eater, wah, 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 you know, for the meat eater. You kind of bring attention to funny ways, you know?
Totally. I mean, they used to do that with, PETA used to do some stuff like that, but I mean, I think it's really important, because I don't think PETA is the one to have that conversation. I think it's male creators that need to do it. And I totally agree. I'd love to do more of that. I think that there's lots of studies too that show that when a man is like kind to a dog, or is in a picture with a dog, that the man is considered sexier by standards of people who look at it. There's when people are posing. When a man has a dog in his life, then the women are generally, in heterosexual relationships, are more attracted to pictures of men with dogs. And they'll even say that the man is more intelligent and things like that, just because it's a photo of a man with a dog. And why is that? I think it's because it shows that a man cares about
other beings. And that's the thing too. That's where I'm also trying to convert people to veganism that are dog lovers and cat lovers. But like this one guy I know, and he's, you know, just total dog lover, but total meat person as well. So, but they're just not making the connection. And then I'll make posts. I mean, I do what I can, maybe not this person to get exposed, but like I'll make posts. I think I recently posted something about that, you know, about how they're so different, but yet.
They're so different, but we love them.
But everything's, they're the same.
That's how I feel about women too. They're so different, but I can't help but love them.
Right. Right.
They're so different, and yet.
Yeah, but we love them all the same.
We love them all the same. What do you know?
Yeah. This one. It goes, countries that eat dogs and cats are totally barbed. It's like this lady, she's kind of crazy looking. She goes, countries that eat dogs and cats are totally barbaric. They should just eat pigs, cows, fish, chickens, and turkey like normal people.
Right, like normal people.
Yeah, last night. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of, it makes sense. Like, oh, you would never think of eating a dog or a cat. These people that love cats and dogs, it was horrible to think for them.
It's unthinkable.
It's unthinkable.
Right.
But they should just eat pigs and cows and fish and chickens and turkey like normal people. You know, this lady's like being crazy looking. And
And crabs and lobsters and shrimp. I got in a conversation yesterday at Universal because there were a lot of vegans from Protego around, and we're saying that, like, when it comes to, nobody ever says with fish they get really screwed. No one gives two shits about fish. There's no, like, even a humane, like, no one even's like humanely farmed fish. You don't even see that. It's just completely disregarded. It's farmed fish or wild caught. Those are the only two.
Right.
Yeah. No one even tries to pretend. Mm. When it comes to fish.
Right.
And it's like, I thought, holy shit, you're right. No one even tries to put up the ruse that they're trying to be nice to fish. No, they're just like, nope, screw the fish. Yeah. I saw a video of a person putting powder on some kind of red chili powder or something on crabs and then eating the crabs while they're alive. Like, what is this world? You've crossed a line.
That's right. Savage.
Savage. You're savage. And not in a good way.
You ever seen the Spartan series?
Oh, no, I haven't.
How they use their words, you know?
Yeah.
You savage.
Savage. Yeah, I know. It's just...
they would talk about slavery because they were slaves, and so they... can kind of reference to animal slavery thing. Get the boot of your heel off neck and
get your butterbeer off the neck. To get the butterbeer heel off my neck so I can have vegan butterbeer. But here's the other thing I was thinking. All right, so vegan athletes, now think about this. I think also vegan patriotism. You know, if you love your country, don't put it in a box and shoot it in the head. If you love an animal, don't put it in a box and shoot it in the head. If you love anything, don't.
Right.
Yeah, don't put it in a box and shoot it in the head. No cages. No. You know,
I love that. That's part of what's driven me, because you know I'm an American, obviously, and I'm very patriotic. I love our country, and so I feel like at this rate, I mean, with the obesity the way it is. I mean, it's well over, you know, 70%+ of the whole country is overweight, and it stresses the whole family system. It stresses the whole healthcare system, stresses the country financially. I mean, just in so many different ways, it's bad.
Totally.
You know? And the stress of the animals. And so I think by us shining the light on these kind of things, and my, you know, every day, it's like my enemy is the meat and dairy industry. That's just who I think of as like the one that's, if the they villain. Went away, if they went down for whatever reason,
things would be better.
Make them a lot better, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Right.
I agree.
So,
If they went away, things would be a lot better. And I love what you said. Like, isn't it sad that right now, and today, right now as it is today, it's a little bit embarrassing to say, I love my country. Mm-hmm. And I love America. I'm pretty stoked to be American. I like it. Like, I mean, I like Americans largely. Yeah, I think American people usually are like fair play, you know, equal rights for everyone. Most of us, every time, and it sucks because every time they do a poll of even like women's rights, every American says they're for women's rights. And yet, because of the way our politics works, it screws everything up and it ends up, right? But every time they do like a popular vote, most Americans do feel... And so they believe in liberty and freedom and all of these, and freedom of speech and these kind of big ideas, right? And I like that shit, Mark. I like it. But I feel sometimes like I want to go, I think veganism is a patriotic act. It saves America.
I feel like the light hasn't been shown on the slaughter industry. There's such a disconnect. So whatever freedoms we have, because I feel like we've kind of been gagged, you know.
Yes,
because you haven't been able to share anything like that.
Online
in the past, because there just wasn't the footage, you know. And I feel like the places where the footage is getting out and the people are seeing it, I feel like it'll change a lot of them, a lot of people.
I hope so. But here's the other thing. I'm not conservative, but you know what? Sometimes I want to be like, if you're a conservative, then start conserving. Start being what I want to put the conserving back into conservatism. You know what I mean? Like, conserve the environment. Stop shitting in the rivers. Stop slaughtering billions of animals and dumping their blood in the water.
The whole like meat is manly thing.
Yes.
I think they think the meat is conservative thing. They think that's part of their identity. Well, you know, it kind of goes back to Iowa or whatever, the first state that they usually start off of. And they
the Ohio caucus, right? Iowa or Ohio?
The biggest pig farming place in the whole country. You have so much pull. So there's a lot of deep roots between government and meat.
Yeah.
But I feel like if we get enough people, though, to change, that's the thing. If we change the people's hearts and minds, I feel like, you know, they're gonna demand different things. You know, they're gonna.
I totally agree. And it's, what's funny is that, like, with the government, we're supposed to know everything about the government because they're servants of the people. They're not supposed to know everything about us. We're private citizens. And the thing that we've got it all reversed. And really, the government needs to start serving the people. And most people in this country do believe in fair play. And when they see things like that gas chamber footage that was in Wired magazine, they're aghast. Aghast, pardon the pun.
Aghast.
They're aghast. Right. Because it's unbelievable to them. It's shocking, they can't believe. Right?
That's the thing. It's shocked. And some people, I think, you know, like, whoa, like, what is, you know?
Yeah. And they have to, you have to convince them. This happens every second of every day, bro.
It does.
Second of every day, this is what's going on.
It is.
And they, it's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. That's the thing. I think by us exposing it, everybody exposing it, I feel like it's gonna change some hearts and minds.
Yeah, maybe people in the comments can say, because like, I don't know how you felt about it, Mark, but I have been vegan a long ass time. I saw that gas chamber footage from Wired, and I was shocked. I was surprised a little bit. Like, it's like, you know, it's bad. Like, they're gassing people. It's not going to be people. They're gassing people. I mean, these are, I cannot help but look at those pigs and think humans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't know how everyone in the chat felt about it, but holy shit, it was horrible. And I couldn't believe how bad. Bye, Kane. Kane, did you see the footage, Kane? I mean, I don't know how everyone else saw it, but when I saw it, I was a little bit shocked. I actually was surprised. The Wired, they had a pinhole camera that they put inside the gas chamber to film the pigs. And so last week,
where do you view this footage at now? Where do you?
Oh, it's all over. I saw it on Instagram, but it's all over right now. It's like Google Wired. Let's see. I mean, does anybody want to see that?
I mean, might be a good idea. Check it out.
The girl and I responded directly how it wasn't funny, and then, I don't actually want to show it because it's I don't want to show it. I'm afraid that
Look up Wired footage.
Wired. That internet magazine, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So when I heard it was happening, I was like, Wired, that's a weird source for it to come, but I think it's great.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. Vegan Looney. Yeah. The footage was like, I knew, but still, wow. WTF is going on every day. I'm surprised and thinking, why am I even surprised? Dang. That's exactly how I felt too, Looney.
Well, every day I want to renew my vigor towards this. I was like, every day.
Right. Yeah. I was like, whoa. And then I was surprised that I was surprised. Another, I was like, what the fuck? Why am I surprised? And I feel like that's what Looney is saying. Let's see, Joanna, I seen that footage. Horrible for the pigs. Horrible for all of us. I couldn't believe it.
Is it currently like popular right now?
Yeah, it's a big thing right now. It just came out in Wired magazine.
That's the kind of stuff I like doing on YouTube because it's searchable. Like people, let's look it up. Everybody's searching about it. So do a reaction to it, you know?
Yeah.
I might do that.
Well, maybe I'll cut this part out of it. I'll cut this part and put pieces of back in, put some B-roll on. But holy shit, it was. Let me see. Well,
that's the thing. So they can share all that, and it's not illegal. I mean, that's.
Yeah. used to advertise the footage driving around and showing it. Amazing. Yeah. Yep. They sent me a meme of Winnie the Pooh eating piglet with bacon and went on about nobody having rights, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. Mm. Yeah. Nobody has rights until the gun's pointed at your head, you know?
Mm. Right.
Yeah. You saw we had another mass shooting in California this week. No?
I haven't made it up on my news. Yeah, that happened this weekend.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. A mass shooting.
20 people shot, 10 people dead. Yeah.
Was it a Lunar New Year's party. Did the offender have an automatic weapon? Is that what it was?
I don't know. It was a person who wasn't invited to the party, but his wife was.
Invited to the party.
Yeah.
Well, it's terrible. Oh my gosh. So he wasn't invited. So he went.
But his wife was.
Oh, okay. His wife got to go, but he didn't get to go.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was. And so he went and killed her.
He showed her a gun, shot everybody. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Whew. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's like how many times I almost feel like, have you ever seen the movie Brazil where they're someone blows up the bathroom, like the terrorist runs into the bathroom and the bathroom explodes and everyone eating dinner at the restaurant, they're like,
and then they go back to eating.
Yeah.
I know the reaction you're talking about.
Yeah. I feel like that's what we're doing with shootings now.
It's just so like another. And on to the next thing.
I was at a restaurant and I see the news and I'm like, oh God. And I'm like transfixed. I'm like, what? How could this happen? I look around, no one gives a shit. And I'm like, am I the only one who cares anymore about this?
I've trained some people in the police department. There's a lot of crime out there. Everybody has to really be careful and be on alert at all times.
Yeah.
I know. There's a lot of crime. I know.
There is a lot of crime and we got to do something. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of injustice.
There is.
And fight it.
Yeah. And with the animals, that's the thing. Every day they're getting murdered. That's the thing. So I feel like animal rights, that's the next thing, big thing.
We have to make it the big thing, Mark. And that's, I think, with people like you out there, this is, I love your story so much because it's like someone who went vegan for health and fitness and then gets to the ethics. And now you're making content and you're trying to save the world from obesity. And I love it. I think it's so wonderful that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you going to you think the athletic thing that you're still going to keep going with that?
Well, that's just one thing. I'm just this one person I trained said, she said something about from don't be afraid to try different things. So I'm not. So I'm just trying. I thought like the athletic thing kind of popped in mind because a lot of people that are meat eaters, and are athletes. There's a lot of those. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that. But there's not a lot of like people that know about this person and that person that's a vegan athlete, somebody that's respected in this some kind of sport. So yeah. I'm just highlighting it as just part of my vegan outreach because I feel like it's might boost up the searches and the likes and the subscriptions and all that, which it did. The second short got like I said 1,800 views so far, and like
that's great.
About 2 days or so. But it got a little bit of conflict. Well, people say, they would say something negative about it, but it just made it even more popular, you know?
Well, that's,
but I think I'm just going to keep highlighting it just to show people, hey, you can perform at a high level and nothing. And then I also get to the point, I'll say nothing has to die for them to be at the best in their field. They didn't have to kill anything to perform at a high level. So I'm trying to bridge that connection to a lot of people. Instead of it just being about a diet philosophy, it's not just a diet philosophy. It's the whole food plant-based. To me, whole food plant-based is a diet. And that's what a lot of the doctors and the heart doctors recommend. Vegan is more for the animals, but it's also whole food plant-based. So that's the thing. They do go hand in hand. You know what I mean? But they're
totally
different impacts. Right.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think that the diet's important, but I don't feel okay. So here's the thing. If everyone goes plant-based, then great. That's a good, that's a net positive. And so I don't mind pushing the diet, but I think the world would be a better place if more people just started assuming that everyone has rights. And
that's the thing. That's where we come in, making that connection for people. Yes. They're not connecting it yet. And that's what we're trying to do, is help them come over and bridge the connection. And that's, I guess that's part of why I think maybe the athletes might help some people make the connection. Hey, that guy is an athlete. And why is he? Oh, and they're hurting and they're gassing animals, you know, and then they kind of pick up on it, you know, because I'm going to be doing that too in my lives. I'm going to be sharing slaughter footages and stuff when I do my live and I screen share. It's my intent to say, this is what, you know, I did it. I started it once already, but I'm going to keep doing it. And because I feel like there, people are just not making the connection, but when they do make the connection to how awful the rights are violated, that might like change them right away.
I think so. You know, when you start looking at these rights violations, it has to be right. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, man. I feel like if somebody said, you know, wearing cotton was a rights violation because slaves were picking it, and hemp is way better because it's picked by free people, and it's actually just as good as, it's just as soft as cotton, I'd be like, all right, I'm switching to hemp.
Right.
I mean, that easy. I wouldn't like have to make it. It wouldn't be so hard for me to make that decision. I don't. Right. And it's surprising that it's so hard for people to make that decision. You know. Right. Are you?
So is that how you feel about cotton? I'm just curious.
No, I mean these days.
Story. Okay, I'm just curious.
I was trying to think. I was trying to think about cotton, like you
know. I'm not even really into clothes lately.
Well, I'm trying to make. I'm trying to show people that it's not that hard. You know, it's, you can go on Amazon. I really like the idea of going on Amazon and being like, here, look, this cardigan, 100% cotton. It's that easy. It's right on Amazon.
Right.
You don't have to look. Well, where do you shop? Like I hear that a lot. Where do you shop? Fucking Amazon, asshole. Like everybody else. What are you talking about?
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Right.
Where do you shop? Marshalls,
right?
You know, like,
right?
What do you mean? Right. Like, it's same as everyone else. It's right there in front of you. Just look.
Just check. Look. That's right.
Just look. My girlfriend went to buy some makeup for a friend or something. She went to one of those like Ulta or Sephora. I forget which one of those big you know, those big
ones. Yeah,
big ones. Yeah. She sends me pictures of like Lady Gaga, cruelty and guilt, you know, cruelty and vegan, cruelty free and vegan. And I'm like, if with a big display, like obviously it's important to people. Yeah.
Right. See, it is important to people.
Yeah. I want to make a t-shirt that says real men protect animals.
Yeah. That's a good one. Put it on your shop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my you're like on this content kick, and I'm going, well, maybe I just want to like make more shirts and stuff and make more make the shop better and try to raise some money so we can keep doing that, you know. Oh, look at that. Ethically based omnivore edited his first YouTube video the other day.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, man. I'm hoping that we'll see some good content out of you. I can't wait to see it. Just go. Just keep going forward. Keep sharing other people. So you better send it to me so I can share it. I'll share it around.
Yeah.
Ethically based ex omnivore. Goddamn right, he says. Stop the build of the high rise. One green planet. Yeah, the high rise. Have you seen this high rise pig farm in China, man?
No.
It's like a skyscraper of pigs.
Oh my gosh. In China?
Yeah. The Chinese market for pig flesh is increasing, which is why they're ripping down more forests for soy. So they can feed the pigs soy.
Man,
so that Chinese people can eat
them.
They
have hardly, I can imagine how their pigs get treated there. Oh, man.
Ooh. Well, they're in a building. They're born in a building. They never leave the building. It's like a fucking, it's so,
so awful. Man.
It's a high rise. Of
that's just sick, man.
There's a metaphor there, isn't there? Like, aren't we all like, if you're putting pigs in office buildings and exploiting them, doesn't it also show you that we're all pigs and office buildings being exploited. Right. Doesn't that like...
Looks that way.
Aren't we all just, just being exploited by the rich so that they can take what we have?
Sometimes you just look at how far we got to go. I mean, you see the progress that we're making. Mm-hmm. You know, you see people convert and you see the restaurants popping up and the more awareness popping up. You see stuff like that and you're just like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just so.
Oh yeah, Vogon Poetry is thinking about buying the non-fungible. I have a one that says animals are non-fungible.
There you go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm pretty stoked about that one. It has my. I want to put the blue rabbit. We're working on a puppet with a blue rabbit puppet, mm-hmm. The prince of a thousand enemies. I always loved the rabbit as the symbol of veganism, as one of the symbols of veganism. You know.
Okay.
I always like it. Well, there's ones, you know, there's lots of symbols of veganism. The gorilla, I think, is a great symbol of veganism, mm-hmm. because it's like a close relative, but it's also like super buff and strong and like the king, the real king of the jungle. The gorilla. The gorilla is the king of the jungle. The lion. They're strong, you know, and they're smart and they're pretty chill.
Right.
I like them.
I love gorillas.
I love gorillas and they're vegan. So I like that too. I like gorillas, and the rabbit is vegan and also a symbol of fertility and cunning. Like rabbits are always clever. They're always the trickster, the trickster. Mm-hmm. And then the symbol also the avocado being one of the symbols of veganism. I don't know. What symbols of veganism do you guys like in the chat? I love those. I like the gorilla, the rabbit, and the avocado, but
good.
Do you have a symbol of veganism that you enjoy? And I also like the flag, the vegan flag. I love that symbol too, the upside down pyramid and the whole thing. Do you have one that you enjoy?
No, I've never really thought about symbolism as far as it. I didn't really understand, you know that it correlated like that.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, but how do you like the idea of the flag? Since you always said you had the flag on your house, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to take it down because it's so stormy.
For the stormy, take it. Yeah, you have to take them in and out. But I like flags.
Me too. I like them.
Like a vegan flag.
The vegan flag makes me happy.
Yeah, maybe we can post like a virtual vegan flag sometime on the stream or something. Put it up. You know, you can just put it up at image, a little floater.
Oh, I should. Maybe I'll put it there. I'll put it like somewhere on the screen. I like that idea, Mark. Good idea. Mm-hmm. I'll put the vegan flag up. Yeah. I like that. I love the vegan flag very much. I also love the V with the circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it looks like just the V with the circle in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that a lot too.
Sometimes, like, I like when you go to the grocery store and it's got that symbol on it. It's like,
right.
That's good.
Right. Mm-hmm. I like that. I know it right away. I'm good. Exactly. I like this up. I like that stuff. Yeah. I like that. Oh, how about the sprout? Can't get it in this chat. You like the sprout symbol? Vegan Looney likes the sprout symbol.
Okay.
I like that. I like the green hearts too. You like the sweater too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was pretty stoked about the sweater. I'm trying to do more. I just made a Valentine's Day one that has there's the sprout. Joanna 6669's got the sprout up in here. Mm-hmm. Thanks for moderating 6669. And the V, I like that. That's my, I like that V with the circle.
I like
that's
that
a
one.
Clear symbol. Mm-hmm. I'm like, boom, got
very
it.
Very clear. It's very specific.
Yeah. Boom.
I like
got it. Got it. I saw someone with a tattoo of it right here. And I liked it.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's a cool tat.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Right here. So, so just every time she like had it. Yeah. Yeah. My whole back. My whole back just.
That's right. Go to the pool.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have to work out a little bit more before going to the pool.
Right on the front.
Watership Down is one of my favorite books. It really puts you in the perspective of the rabbits and says that as fellow animals. I totally agree. I love the Prince of a Thousand Enemies. That's what I'm quoting. I'm quoting Watership Down. And if they catch you, they will kill you. But first they have to catch you. You will be cunning. You will be fast. I like that so much. I wish the V in the circle was available on my phone. Mm. It's not available on your phone. You could copy and paste it. Sorry.
I have one in Sky. I don't want to go, but I'll try to work out next time. I could have done this from the gym, but then I never know if the connection is going to follow through or the interruption.
It's better at home. It looks like your internet connection is like 10 times better or something.
It's like 10 times better at the house. That's why I'd rather do it here.
What's going on at the gym? How come what's going on with the internet there? What the hell?
They just need to update their box, I think. Again, you know, been there for like 5 years and they've never upgraded it. So I just,
we've like old router.
Yeah, an old router. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. The internet.
We'll get it figured out.
Yeah. Probably better off on your phone. Yeah.
Keep pushing it, huh? And I do have my phone. I thought about doing it from my phone today to try it, but that's another option, right?
You can do it from your phone.
You can use the Verizon internet, right?
I tried on my phone yesterday I think the video works, but the audio is so loud.
Nothing with the ear thing picks up.
I guess it was. I was hoping that the ear set wouldn't pick up everything else, but
yeah, that's okay. But I think it's outside. It's tough.
Well, I like Lauren being the host of Vegan Sunday School and me being the guest. Yeah, I think she did a great job.
She did great.
Yeah, I think she did wonderful. Look, we got all the V's. Vegan Looney. There you go. The V.
So we appreciated leading it yesterday. So.
Yeah, I was happy that it was there, and I was just happy that it happened. So, Mark, you got to go and be your be.
I'm gonna take someone carny fit. Tears
and take your carny tears.
Studio. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Right. They're so good in the morning.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate everybody in the group. Let's keep pushing it. Remember, just keep planting the seeds. Do what you can. It doesn't matter if it's one little thing or just anything you can do is helping the mission. So we appreciate all y'all doing and being here, being part of the VFFs.
Totally agree. Mark, you're a scholar and a gentleman. Thank you so much. Take it easy, man. I'll see you soon.
I'll see you soon. Okay.
Later, bye for now. All right. Well, Mark, you know, he's out there making a difference. What are you guys going to do this week? This week, you know, I'm all about trying to get the Vegan, of course, shop all the way, like, excellent with a bunch of different ideas, all going strong there. I also am working to try to get the Vegan, of course, Amazon storefront up and going, like a little stronger. I'm trying to focus on there and make more shorts. So that's a lot of editing, you know. So we're going to be editing a lot of this content and trying to do more to push out the channel to more and more and more people, because, you know, I like community and I want to build a vegan community and hang out with other vegans. It's working. Yesterday, I got to hang out with a bunch of vegan people in real life because of this channel. And that would not have happened had I not been willing to go online and be like, I'm going to go live every day, you know? And that's how it happened. I'm so stoked about that. It's such an honor, really, to have all of you here and with us on this journey, you know? It's really fantastic. Vegan Looney, this is my avatar, Up the Spud. Up the Spud. Yeah, I like the potato is a good vegan symbol. There's a V with a square around it. Yeah, these are all just vegan emojis. I don't know about that lizard. Is a lizard? I think lizards. I don't know if a lizard is a vegan icon. The lizard, don't they eat crickets? I think lizards eat crickets. I don't think they're vegan. I don't. They're green though. I guess that's good. Green is a good color. What do we got here? We have vegan shepherd's pie. Is that what that is right there? Ethically based ex omnivore. Is that what that is? And that's what's up. Says ethically based ex omnivore. So with the Protego group, they were, I don't know if you guys saw her on Friday, but Brittany was there, and I love that DIY attitude of some of, it's like she made her her Harry Potter robes out of bed sheets, and it was very cool to find out more about, you know, she's a Hufflepuff, and we went around all around. We couldn't get into the Super Nintendo world because the Super Nintendo world had the NBC employees party there. So Super Nintendo world, though not open, usually does like soft openings right now. And we really thought we were going to have a chance to go see it, but we couldn't because NBC famous people and people who work for NBC were in there, so we couldn't go in. But I'm really looking forward to that because I don't know. I like Mario. I've always liked the Mario world with the mushrooms and the toadstools and all that. I always like that. And when you go into Mario's world, you go through like a pipe like Mario. Because it's all closed off, you can't see it. You could see it from above, but then you can't get into it until you go into the pipe. And it's so funny, like that's how you get in. I think it's hilarious. I've seen some peeps with the gecko and the V within the circle as a tattoo. I'll try to find some examples. Interesting, Looney. I wonder why. Yeah, you like the so the game. Sorry, the ride, the main ride, the Mario World ride. You've got like goggles that give you AR, and everywhere you look, if you look at a Koopa and you push a button, it sends a red turtle shell out to hit the, and so you hit them all and you collect coins while you're on the ride, so the ride itself becomes a game, a Mario game. And then they have these bracelets that you can buy for like $45. And you can collect coins and points with your bracelets. Pretty cool. I haven't been able to discover that, but there were so many people dressed up as like Donkey Kong and Super Mario, a lot of Super Marios and Warios and Waluigis and Luigis and all of that. I thought it was pretty fun. I did not dress up, but I was with someone dressed as a wizard, so I thought that was okay. I think it's kind of funny that people all dress up. And, you know, someone walked up to me. They have these policemen in the New York area that look like New York cops. And he comes up and he's like, hey, with that mustache, it'd be an honor if you would work on the force. If you would join the force. And I was like, yeah, look out for my application. I'll join the force. I thought that was pretty funny. So I got a mustache compliment at Universal Studios Hollywood yesterday. It was pretty fun. Yeah, everything seems really awesome over there at the... Yeah, the toadstool. I like the toadstool emojis. Are the toadstools emojis, is that a vegan icon? The mushroom? I mean, people make mushroom meat now. You make meat out of mushrooms. I've seen a lot of lion's mane recipes out there. That's, you know, that's the vegan option, right? That would be vegan icon is the mushroom. I think mushrooms are going to take the world. I think mushrooms are going to be very big this year. I made a new shirt that said vegan, of course, with mushrooms on it. Happy mushrooms, just for fun, because I'm trying to make more designs for the website. I don't know who Seamus Aran is. Who is that? Who's Seamus Aran? That sounds amazing. I love SMB. Super Mario Brothers grew up with the Nintendo Super Mario Brothers, and Luigi is green AF. He is green AF. Maybe he's vegan. There were a lot of like player two, the shops. It's so cool because like I never seen all of these toys and stuff that are Mario themed. So it's kind of fun. Like I didn't buy anything. It's just because I don't know. I'm kind of weird about not buying. So I don't like buying stuff that I don't need. And so I didn't, but there were all sorts of cool little Yoshis, and they had a Ba-Bomb, like all 8-bit, a lot of 8-bit love out there. So they had like 8-bit Ba-Bombs and 8-bit, what's that one? Billy the Bullet. And it was a pin, but the bullet would come out and slide back and forth. It was very neat. It almost got me there. Oh, she's the main in Metroid. Okay, I remember. I didn't see any Metroid people out there, but there should be, right? That's a Super Nintendo thing. They're really pushing the new movie that's coming out with Jack Black and Chris Pratt and Anya Taylor-Joy as the princess. It's kind of cool. Lion's mane is amazing. I grow some with king oyster, chicken of the woods, turkey tail, and all in between. See what I mean? I think mushrooms, man. Everyone's talking about mushrooms. I think we need to have some more mushroom love out there. Yeah. I remember Seamus in Metroid. Yeah. That guy from Wicked Kitchen is my spirit animal because he pushes mushrooms so much. Love mushrooms. I made a mushroom t-shirt on the Vegan of Course website, on the Vegan of Course Etsy.com/Vegan of Course or Etsy.com/Vegan of Course or Vegan of Course.etsy.com. pretty cool. She's super based. Bullet Bill, that's what I was talking about. Bullet Bill, yeah. Yeah, Bullet Bill. He's a bullet, and he like chases you around. But they had the 8-bit bullets, and I thought they were super cool. So I had like I almost bought one. Almost. And Jess McKay was there. He was there too at Universal Studios. It was pretty amazing. You know, he's a puppeteer at Universal Studios. That's how I get in. Is Jess McKay helps me out. Don't tell anybody I told you. But he let me in. He let me in the secret entrance. And then I went in. And then I got to go into the Universal Studios. But he couldn't get me into the Super Mario World. So I still have not been. But one day soon. He's been. That's how I know so much about it. He went and has been on the ride and everything. I have not. But one day I will. And I'll be able to tell you all about it. I'll put some pictures of it, because you could take pictures of it from above as you descend on the giant escalators they have there. They have escalators that must be 100 stories tall, and you go all the way down this giant hill on these massive escalators, and you could take pictures from there. Even claim the human evolution of the brain is down to eating magic fungi and having that mind-altering effect as Homo sapiens learned what and how to eat the stone-aged ape. Yeah, I don't know if you guys are watching the new zombie show on HBO. It's called The Last of Us, and it's all about how mushrooms turn humanity into zombies, and the mushrooms, as they eat the humans, they act more and more zombie-like. It's pretty... It's pretty cool. Yeah, mushrooms. I would like to grow some mushrooms. I can't really think of doing anything outside because it's so windy here. It's so windy here that my potted plants are all over the place and everything is just a shambles. Everything is a shambles now. And it's been pretty pretty rough. We had all the rains and now we have all the winds. What's next? We have earth, wind, and what's the last one? Yeah, that's right. It's fire. We're going to have a lot of fire here in California here pretty soon. And I'm pretty worried about it. The other thing, like I got this vegan lip balm called Lip Bangs. And it's called Lip Bangs. And I'm going to try to get them to sponsor the show because I'm a mustachioed vegan now. I was supposed to shave the mustache off when I get to 1,000, but I haven't gotten to 1,000 yet. So I was going to keep on growing the mustache till I have like a big handlebar mustache. And then I'm going to get sponsored by Dr. Lip Bang's mustache balm. That's the goal, to get sponsored. There are cordyceps. Poor insects, but from what means, yeah, the cordyceps, that's what they what the show is based on, is that the cordyceps evolve because of global warming and then they take over humanity like they do the insects. Pretty cool. Not according to Terrence McKenna, mushrooms are awakening. They're awakening. The mushrooms are awakening. I'm actually going back through the remastered version of The Last of Us right now. How do you play it ethically, best ex omnivore? Steven, how do you play the that game? Because I kind of want to play it now. It's like a story game, right? The show is so interesting that I really want to try it. Is it a cool game? I heard it's great, but I don't know how to play it. I'd like to play it. New game plan, Sky. Keep growing it and enter a mustache contest and promote veganism there. Good idea. I'll enter a mustache contest and I'll be like, only my veganism allowed me to grow this epic mustache. That's the idea. That's a good idea. And then, because you know what? That's the manly man stuff too. I'd be like, manly man party, mustache party. Let's go to the mustache party. It turns people into clickers. Ew. Clickers. I'll DM you some links. Most mycology can be done indoors, self-replicating too. I have some lion's mane that are fifth gen and can feed the mycelium coffee ground waste, etc. What? Can feed the mycelium coffee ground waste? Fungi are so evolved. People call me a fun guy. I'm a fun guy at parties. Cordyceps, are cordyceps vegan? The question just occurred to me. Aren't cordyceps vegan? I don't know. I don't think they are, because they're eating us, aren't they? They eat humans in the movies they do. It's totally story heavy. It originally came out on PlayStation 3, but it's also on PlayStation 4, remastered PlayStation 4 or 5. So I need a console. I don't have a console. And I don't want to buy a console. I have a friend lent me his old Nintendo Switch so I can play the Mario game. And that's about my gaming. That's about what I can do these days. Because every time I play a video game now, I feel like I should be editing videos about veganism. Every time I play a video game, I'm like, oh, I should be editing a vegan video. What am I doing? Anytime I do anything, anytime I eat, I'm like, oh, I should be editing a video about veganism. What am I doing? Every time I go and work for somebody else for money, I'm like, oh, I should be doing a vegan video. Why am I doing this? I just want to edit vegan videos. Why can't I just do that? If I sell enough t-shirts, maybe I can just do that. Wouldn't that be great? I'll just edit vegan videos all day and make t-shirts. That would be the dream. That's the dream. Vegan t-shirts, editing content. That would be amazing. Yeah. It's on the top games of your all-time list? Wow. I would say no, Vegan Stallion, since the spores take over the insects' brains, cause them to pose in the death pose, and fruit out of their heads to spread spores further. Wow. Yeah, I think that's not vegan. You play it on PC, I believe. I have a powerful enough graphics card. Oh, okay. Maybe I should play it just through Steam. Okay. I heard Steam is cool. I should play it on Steam. Maybe on that Amazon Prime thing that they have. It's like Steam. Maybe they have it there. A vegan cryptocurrency. Deep pockets. Can't James Cameron. Let's do it. Let's get James Cameron on board. We'll do some vegan cryptocurrency. I like that idea. We can only... It's a nice shadow currency. I like it. Well, basically, we could do kind of what Bored Apes did, where we get an NFT big enough that we turn a coin into, because they have Ape Coin. That would be pretty cool. I like that idea a lot. Let's make a coin. How to make a vegan crypto coin. That'd be pretty badass. It seems like a horrific death. I'd stick to the composters and symbiotic fungi. Yeah. I wouldn't want to eat those things. Cordyceps or whatever it is. I don't think so. Guys, there's a Andy Atkins' petition. Tech companies are animals in our devices. Are there animals in your devices? Let's find out. No, oh, I'll take one sky bit, please. Sky bit? That'd be funny. I've tried to spray and grow kits for mushrooms. Check out North Spore. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to try growing some mushrooms. I like mushrooms. I usually have dried shiitakes in my cupboard at all times. I like dried shiitakes a lot. You can buy a lot of them for cheap. But growing them yourself would be kind of fun and rewarding, probably, right? It'd be pretty rewarding if we get some of that stuff going on. Hey, 40-year-old vegan, welcome to the club. Welcome to B. We're talking about mushrooms eating human beings. Yeah. But I love like the idea of mushrooms. So mushrooms, I think we all agree that mushrooms are a symbol of veganism. I think they're evolved. They're meaty textured. The toadstool thing with the Mario, they're cute. They're mind-altering, expanding your mind. I think that they're really great. I think that mushrooms are a new symbol of veganism. I think it's a great development that we've all decided on here. Thank you, everybody, for being here with me. These carny tears are so good. Meantime, please. Psychedelic awakening because of mushrooms. Yeah, that's what they say. You can buy kits already colonized with mycelium. I've done it before when I was in Virginia. We had like some kits that you can just like you inoculate the log and they start growing out. It's pretty cool. They fit great in tacos. Yeah. I really like oyster mushrooms. They're pretty amazing. Oyster mushrooms are pretty incredible. We should be able to do it. Vegan mushrooms. Vegan symbol being mushrooms. Guys, we've added lots of new stuff on, and by we, I mean I have added lots of new stuff on our Etsy.com/vegan. Of course, please check it out. And that's the goal this year. I want to try to make that shop worthy of your attention. So please check out Etsy.com/vegan, of course, or veganofcourse.etsy.com. And then we also have Amazon.com/vegan, of course. Amazon.com/shop/vegan, of course, where you can get anything that we mentioned on the show. And maybe I'll put a bunch of, I think I need to put a bunch of mushroom stuff in there, don't I? That'd be pretty cool. And making videos on there too, just for Amazon, because, you know, because of cardigans, because of cotton cardigans and all that. Thank you all for being here. I love the fact that you join me on this journey. Psychedelic awakening of mushrooms, they fit great in tacos. Mushrooms are closer to animal kingdom than the plant kingdom. Not sure if that should matter, though. Well, I guess it matters whether or not they have the capacity to suffer is the only thing that matters to me. Do they have the capacity to suffer? That's our show. My intention this week is to spread the word and make sure that I keep on point to keep on talking and editing and making content for vegans about veganism, and also to always prove that real men protect animals. Real men protect animals. Real men protect animals. So thank you all for being here. I appreciate you so very, very much. You don't even know how wonderful it is that you're here with me. And yeah, it's okay to love your country, and it's okay to be vegan. I think if you love your country, you'll go vegan. And if you're conservative, start conserving. Put the conservation back into being conservative. I think conserving is a pretty good idea. Let's start there. First, we can conserve life. Anyway, like I said, love you guys, and I will see you tomorrow. It's Tuesday. We're going to do our first ever Good News Tuesday. That's the plan tomorrow. It's just me. Thanks, VFS. Don't forget to like the video. You know, like people don't like the video, and I don't know what to do. They're active in the chat. We all have a good time here. Then they don't like the video, and I'm like, we had that many people watch. Sometimes I'll see like we got 50 people watching, and nobody likes the video. And I'm like, oh goddamn, do they not like the video? How are we ever gonna get bigger if no one likes the video? Please like the video. Thanks everybody. I appreciate everything that you guys have done, and I hope to see you tomorrow. It's Tuesday. Good News Tuesday. Bye, guys.